The White House says the U.S. will respond to the grievous acts that left 19 U.S. airmen dead in a terrorist bombing in Saudi Arabia last June. But spokesman Mike McCurry says it is premature to discuss plans for any retaliatory action. McCurry was responding to a Los Angeles Times report that said the Pentagon was already planning for a possible strike against Iran if it was determined that country was involved. And the Pentagon is discounting reports that the Air Force is clearing the general who was in charge of the military housing facility where the airmen were killed. NPR's Martha Raddatz joins us now to update us on both these stories. Martha, let's start with the report about the possible military strike against Iran. What can you tell us about that?
Well, I don't doubt the accuracy of the report saying they're planning for it, but I don't think it's terribly significant at this point. This is one of the things they do at the Pentagon. It's the job of military planners to be prepared for any possible contingencies, and certainly Iran has been mentioned as a possible sponsor of the terrorist bombing. Secretary of Defense William Perry talked about this himself some months ago, so I don't think too much should be read into whatever they are undertaking over at the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm. The Air Force report that talks about the general, absolving the general or anybody else of blame, this is a contradiction, a pretty big contradiction to the report that came out back in September.
Very, very different conclusions. The general in question is a man named Terry Swalear, and last September, a presidential task force report was very hard on him for what it said was a failure to adequately protect the facility where the airmen were living. The report said that Swalear was aware that Khobar Towers was a possible target for terrorist attacks, but still didn't take appropriate action. Now, this Air Force report, which isn't completed yet but was leaked to the New York Times, says the bombing was a terrible tragedy, but Swalear should not be faulted.
Now, so the Pentagon is saying that's really not the right situation with the Air Force report, right?
Well, basically what the Pentagon is saying is it's not done yet. We're not going to leap to any conclusions, but I think it's a pretty solid report, and apparently he is cleared in that, and the Chief of Staff of the Air Force has gone along with this.
Okay. Now, explain the differences between that Air Force report that you're talking about and what we heard back in September.
Well, I think one of the reasons they're so different is I think the September Task Force report, which was requested by the president, is viewed in the military as a political document. It had to be done very quickly. It was done in a very highly emotional environment right after the explosion. And for many in the Air Force, it was seen as a way to blame somebody. Now, this Air Force report was undertaken to see if anyone should be held accountable under military law.
Mm-hmm.
So there are far stricter standards applied. Military law actually operates under the same rules of evidence and proof as in a federal district court where you have proof beyond a reasonable doubt, and they simply couldn't find it in this case, apparently. You've seen this before with two Air Force F-15 pilots inadvertently shooting down two Army helicopters over Iraq. There was great outrage over that, and certainly people thought there would be someone to blame. But in the end, only one young captain who was an AWACS was charged, and even he was acquitted. But no, I actually think there's something more subtle going on here, and it's very specific to the military. This point was made in an article I happened to read today on the Beirut Marine Barracks bombing. It was written by an Air Force attorney named Colonel Charlie Dunlap. And the point was that they teach people in the military to make very big decisions, take initiative as soon as they sign up. So Dunlap was arguing that you need to be very careful in taking action, which could quell the inclination towards initiative, since this is really the backbone of a strong fighting force. And he said, had the commanders in Beirut been charged, and apparently they could have been, that the consequences would have been felt service-wide and result in less effectiveness in officers faced with command under similarly trying circumstances. And I think that's what you might be seeing here as well.
Thanks, Martha. NPR's Martha Raddatz.